What is happening, this then those listeners? What's going on, everybody? Today's podcast is also brought to you by our GoFundMe fundraiser that we're doing right now. Me and Jenna, we're doing a fundraiser to help the needy. If we get more than the 200 goal, we'll help some kids out, some unfortunate kids. We'll buy them some toys. I have a bunch that I'm going to donate already. Or if you guys have any toys unopened that you want to donate, get in touch with me, and we could do that too. But yeah, the GoFundMe, it's going to be in the link in my bio on Twitter. It might not be on Twitter, but it's a pinned tweet on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's in my bio. Facebook, I post it all the time. Snapchat, I post it all the time. So any little bit helps. I can't say that enough, you know. If you have a dollar to donate, if you have $5 to donate, that's still enough to help a little bit. So any donation is going to help us. And I don't know where this podcast is going to go, but we'll get into it. Hey everybody, I'm back. So you guys might be wondering where I was this time. So recently we lost a good one, guys. Okay, Jenna's grandma passed away. And that's why I didn't do a podcast the past 2 days. Just trying to be there for her, trying to be there for her family. You know, I'm not trying to start this on a bad note or anything. You know, I'm open with you guys. I tell you guys everything that's going on with me. That's part of why this works the way it does. But like I said, we lost a good one. And when I say a good one, man, sometimes, I don't know. I don't want to start this on a weird note or a sad note, but like, death is, it's weird, man. It's weird because, you know, I'm not really like, you guys know I'm not super religious, but times like this, I get religious, and that's some people. When time gets tough, they go from religious to not. Me, I'm the opposite. Where shit gets rough, that's when I am asking for prayers. I'm talking to the man upstairs or girl upstairs, whatever it is. You know, I'm talking to him upstairs. And even though I've only known her grandma for a few years, that was Jenna's best friend, and Jenna's my best friend, so, you know, it affects me too. So, yeah, that's where I've been, so I apologize for being gone, but on the same time, I know you guys understand, and if you guys want to send JC some prayers, much, much appreciated, JC and her family, you know, But let's get into the podcast now, okay? So this weekend, there's a lot of sports shit going on, okay? I recently, I think it came out today. I don't know if it came out before and Bleacher Report posted it today, but the video of Kareem Hunt and that altercation with a female. Now, this one's tricky because I've always thought to myself, if a girl comes at me, as long as she doesn't have a weapon or a knife, I know as a grown man that most likely I can stop that. Whatever's happening, I can stop that if it's a female. And that's not a sexist thing. That's a biological thing. Now, Kareem Hunt is a professional athlete. And he's pushing her. I don't know. I don't think he tackled the one chick. I think that was his buddy. Also a piece of shit. It's a disturbing video. Not, I didn't watch the full thing, but as far as I saw, I watched a little bit more than halfway. It wasn't as bad as the Ray Rice video where he fucking cold clocked that chick and knocked her out. I don't mean to laugh. You know, I got this thing where, like, I laugh at inappropriate times. You know what? Does anybody else have that? Where, like, it's not... I don't think it's my fault, but at times when you're not supposed to laugh is when I laugh, and I can't help it. And people tell me that my laugh is contagious, so then other people start laughing, and it's just an inappropriate time, and everybody's laughing. It's my gift, I guess. I have the gift of inappropriate laughter. But, man... I apologize if I get off topic, by the way, because I'm a little bit lit right now, and I hear four drunk women above me that are also lit screaming. Okay, so I apologize if I get off topic, but back to what I was saying, he's a professional athlete, and whether you're a professional athlete and you push a woman or hit a woman or tackle a woman, the repercussions should pretty much be the same in my eyes. I know a lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but you're a professional athlete. You're held to a higher standard, point blank period, whatever people say. That's it. If you're a professional athlete and if you're like a high caliber player as well, if you're a low caliber player, fuck that. Your life is over, basically. If you're a high caliber player, though, like, what you doing, dude? You are a fucking piece of shit. For him to push that, she was probably talking shit, okay? Straight up. Now, he could talk shit back, and I'm perfectly fine with that, you know? But, like, the moment that you break that physical barrier, it's disturbing. I'm glad he got cut. I could see a team picking him up, you know? But I don't know who. That's going to be a bad look. Just like, it's the same deal with, like, no, it's not the same deal with Kaepernick, okay? Kaepernick... Realistically, the guy is talented enough that he should be a backup. But that's what he should be, a backup. But Kareem Hunt, a starting running back, a really good running back. Dude, you fucking scumbag, man. It's just, it's whatever. I'm glad he got suspended and, I mean, that we can end it there. But I am glad that the dude got suspended. Now, the fight tomorrow, you know? Wilder Fury. How fucking excited are you guys for that fight? I'm not big boxing guy, but god damn am I excited for this fight. This is one of those fights that you just get excited about. It's one of those fights you're looking forward to. Especially given Tyson Fury's fucking story, man. Deontay Wilder, he's a great dude as well. And I hope he gets that fight against Anthony Joshua. It's not Anthony Joshua's fault from what I know and what I've been told. It's not at all Anthony Joshua's fault. Yeah, you guys, you motherfuckers don't know now that your boy's got his ear to the ground, okay? I get told some things from some people. It's not a big deal yet. But as long as some of these start being right, then it will be a big deal. Okay? What I'm told, it's not at all Anthony Joshua's fault. It's his team, you know, his managers. They don't want this fight because they don't see it being like, they don't see Anthony Joshua benefiting as much as Deontay Wilder would. He wants to fight him. His team doesn't. They want some other fights ahead. They want to get that money. But as far as fucking Tyson Fury, man, he went through that bit of depression and he gained all that fucking weight. They said he was up to 450 pounds or more. He was doing, shit, what the hell was it? I think it was a lot of coke and smoke. I mean, he was doing weed, but mainly he was doing coke, drugs, alcohol, everything. You know, he gained a bunch of weight, went into depression, heard Wilder say he was up, he was finished, motivated him to lose, what is it, like 150, almost 200 pounds or something? Got clean, ready to fight again. Now he's fighting Deontay Wilder, and the winner of that fight obviously has to be the front runner to fight Joshua. But yeah, I mean, he came back. He was over a 2-year layoff, and now he got an instant shot at the for the runner up to fight Joshua for the champ. Bleacher Report posted a cool little interview they did. Basically, he said he turned to God, which is, again, I'm not trying to get religious. This isn't anything. This is me just like telling you a cool story. They said, did boxing help you get out of it? And he said, no. Out of his depression, I mean. He said it was God. He called out to God, felt the need to regain himself, and now he's back. I think it's cool. One of the funny things is they asked him how they thought his boxing career was gonna end. He said with a punch in the face, fucking a punch to the face. That's gonna end it. They said, are you going to get knocked out or are you knocking the other guy out? His response, whatever. Does it matter? They said, yeah, it does. And he said, does it? Why does it matter? He said, it matters in boxing. They said, it matters in boxing history. And Tyson Fury said, no one really cares about history, do they? In the past, everyone cares about today because that's the day that we are living. Is that true? Dude, what a fucking, like, he's just a cool dude, you know? Like, it's a win-win. That's another fun part about this fight is that it's a win-win. And if Fury wins, what a fucking amazing story. If he loses, hey, his life is turned around and it's all for the better. With that being said, I personally think Wilder gets this one done by knockout. I don't think Fury's ever been knocked out, but I think this one is it. The thing also about that makes this fight really intriguing is Fury's camp can't bring in a guy like Wilder. You might think like Wilder is kind of reckless with his shots, but like there's way more than that. There's way, way, way more than him just throwing haymakers. They're all calculated. And the same thing, Wilder can't bring in a guy like Fury. You know? It's a really fun fight. I think Wilder wins, but If Fury wins, what a fucking story. Everybody wants to see Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua, though. So the main reason, I guess, that I'm picking Wilder to win, I think he's very, very, very talented. And I think he's going to get it done. But, like I said, who knows, man? Oh, yeah. How about this shit? Not sports related. Dan fucking Luke will not donate to our GoFundMe because he thinks I'm going to Wyclef Jean it. Now, I don't know if this was big in news and I missed it, but in case you're like me, the first time he said it, I didn't know what it meant. I blew it off. I said, okay, whatever. Dan's a great guy. He'll definitely donate. Plot twist. The next time I sent him the link for the charity, he sent me, go away, Wyclef, or some bullshit like that. So I said, okay, let me check this out. Wyclef Jean was accused of stealing his Haiti charity money. Like a lot of money and like mishandling money, okay? It's back in 2010, they said that criminal investigations have been opened into Wyclef Jean's Haitian aid organization. I might butcher this, Yale Haiti, despite taking in around $16 million in donations. That's just in 2010, right? The charity was closed 2 years later amid the accusations of fraud. It was alleged that the organization spent $9 million of that $16 million on office space, worker salaries, and other expenses. And it was reported that Wyclef Jean paid himself $100,000 to perform at a charity concert for his own organization. Oh, shit. One improper use of the funds included dishing out $31,000 to fly Lindsay Lohan to a fundraiser that raised $66,000. And spending $58,000 on a private jet to fly out Matt Damon and some other celebs to Haiti. The $9 million of $16 million in the salaries and office space is bizarre. And the $100,000 he paid himself. Could you imagine? Does he? In that case, that means he would have had to write himself out a check for $100,000, or he just opened the fucking safe and took that money. And if you guys are thinking, wow, John, you're a scumbag, I could totally see you doing something like that. Hey, man, I don't steal from charity. So, like I said in the intro, if you have a dollar, if you have $5, $10, any amount will help. We are $40 away from our goal. We have about a little over 2 weeks to raise this money, okay? Because we have to go put together the bags. We have to buy the stuff, put together the bags, get in touch with somewhere that is either giving out food or something that we could go give these bags to and hand them out. Also, if we raise over, like I said before, we have to get in touch with somewhere that I can give or donate some toys to or hand out some toys to some kids that really are unfortunate and would love to have some stuff, okay? Any amount will help. I am not taking a cent. I don't mean to laugh. Like I said before, I laugh at improper times. I'm laughing because Dan told me that I was going to be like Wyclef Jean and pay myself I'm raising $200. How much would I be able to pay myself? They'll be like, John paid himself $10 to raise the money to buy the items for the needy. I'm not a piece of shit, man. Okay? Go donate some money. We're a little bit away from our goal. Matt Booth, this fucking saint, okay? He donated not once, but twice, okay? Fucking Boss Man Booth donated 2 times to the charity. Dan donated 0. At Dan Luke, I don't know, there's a number at the end. I follow him. Go tell that man to donate. And how about all the gang from Acme? If you motherfuckers are listening, put together $5. There's 5 people that listen to this podcast. Everybody donate $1. And we'll be up to $5. And then I'll put the rest forward so we could help some people out, man. What else happened? Oh, dude, how about fucking NASA landing that rover on Mars? I'll tell you what, I was balls deep in that. I was so into that. You don't even understand. I was at work. I was at my job live streaming the NASA landing of the rover on Mars. I get so excited about that shit just because, like, I don't know. I really can't explain why I get excited about space shit. It's just like there's so much out there that we don't have any idea about that I get stoked. I get super stoked about that. Yeah, it was cool to see. It was cool to watch that. There was the whitest dance ever. If you Google, I think it was NASA APL or something. I think I tweeted at them. If you want to go look in my tweets, of the, let me actually see if I can find it. if you guys care at all about space and shit. But they did the, NASA JPL. They did the fucking whitest dance I've ever seen when they, it was like that, you know that dance where it's like 1, 2, 3, like slap, 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 and then hit that folk, you know? What I'm talking about? They did that, but it was like the whitest thing. And then they did like the steering wheel, like skirt, skirt. But it was like an old white dude and like probably 30-year-old white chick. But they were like in their NASA polos. And I couldn't stop laughing. I don't know how it didn't go viral. But if you go post that with like a good caption, I think that's just waiting to go viral. Yeah, that shit was cool. They did, like, on the bottom, there was a little time frame, I guess you could say, of the shuttle, like, entering the atmosphere, and then it was deploying the parachute. Then it was, like, then the lady was, like, what the fuck she say? It's, like, 300 yards from landing. 250 yards, 200 yards, 100 yards. It was cool. And then, like I said, they all went nuts. They did that fucking, they did that little handshake. How about that lady, the Texas lady that says that Southwest made fun of her 5-year-old daughter's name as they were getting ready to board their flight. If you're not ready for this, or if you haven't heard, I apologize. Her daughter's name is, let me spell it first, A B C D E, and it's pronounced Absidy. Absidy. A B C D E, Absidy. She got mad because they made fun of her. Hey, you're mad someone made fun of your daughter's name, but you named her A, B, C, D, E? What the fuck did you think was gonna happen? Dude, are you kidding me? You named your daughter A, B, C, D, E and want to pronounce it Absidy? Oh! Absidy. Say it with me. Absidy. Spell it with me. A, B, C, D, E. That is... Dude, that's just like, what the fuck, man? This is the world we're living in. Somebody names their daughter the first five letters of the alphabet, and we can't make fun of them? My son is going to be named Tiger. You don't think I'm ready for the ridicule? I'm not going to lash out on people. I'm going to fucking own that shit. You name your daughter A, B, C, D, E. I don't care how the fuck you want it pronounced. You better be ready for some motherfucking backlash and not be a little bitch about it. You know what I mean, man? Like, Jesus Christ. The fucking world we live in is an episode of Black Mirror. I've said it many times. We have an orange president. Elon Musk is drilling holes under California, doing whatever the fuck he wants. Wants to occupy Mars. People are naming their daughters A, B, C, D, E. There's more than male and female genders, which I don't give a fuck about. I'm just pointing out the weird shit that's going on. Let's not pretend it's not weird. Because it's a little weird. Again, I'm a little buzzed right now. I'm talking on my ass. But, I'm just saying, we're living in a weird time right now. Oh, man. My goodness. Life is weird. Life is very weird. Man. Oh shit. How about this? I was reading a fucking article from National Geographic, and they said, and this isn't me being a stoner or anything, they said that marijuana, like the THC and the CBD in marijuana, you could trace it back, I think they said 2 million years. And those two chemicals were in marijuana to combat a disease that was 2 million years ago. How the fuck they know that? I don't know. Am I talking out of my ass and am I talking about shit that way smarter people said? Yeah, that's what I do. That's what this podcast is. I relate to you cool shit or funny shit or sad shit or awesome shit that I hear. And, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that it was pretty cool. That 2 million years ago, like, that's insane. What was the other thing I read today from Nash? Oh, they found a mask from 9,000 years ago. And if you Google it, 9,000-year-old mask, it's crazy. It's very plain, but like the whole structure of it is almost perfect. Is it? They don't know if somehow someone created a fake. I'll say that, but it looks legit. They've been saying, and the way they know it's a mask and not just like a. Like maybe a statue or something. On the sides by the ears, they drilled holes into it. And they don't know if it was like a ritual, if it was something for death or celebration, or they don't really know that. I'm just saying the fact that they find this shit and it's not completely destroyed still, or like paintings on walls and shit, it fascinates the shit out of me. A cool book too, by the way, if you want to check it out. I'm sure I talked about it before. It was, I think, A Brief History of Nearly Everything, or A Brief Summary of Nearly Everything. I'm not sure which one it is. But that book covers from before the Earth up until now, which is a fucking fantastic book. It's a big one, okay? You're basically reading a dictionary, but... like I said, it covers from before Earth was here until right now where we're at. It's a good book. Check it out. I think it's A Brief History of Nearly Everything. Oh shit. I was reading too about California right now. I guess with all those wildfires they had, now if that wasn't bad enough, they're ready for mudslides. They have to like prepare for mudslides or landslides, whatever. From like those wildfires, all the ash and shit. Now they have to worry about when it rains, all the ash and broken trees and all that shit. All that's gonna get washed out. How fucking insane is that? Their whole area just got burnt down, and now they need to be worried about a fucking landslide. Like I said, I don't mean to laugh. It's just like, Jesus, give them a break. Shit. I don't really have much prepared. Like I said, it's been busy, school, Jenna's grandma. Work. Life's been busy. Okay. I apologize. I need you guys to send me shit you want me to talk about. If you guys send me shit that you want me to talk about, I will go into depth about it. Okay. You send me topics, you send me questions, you send me something you want me to tell you about that happened in my life, I'll fucking tell you guys. Look, I enjoy this. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy giving you guys... The main thing about the podcast is I want to give you guys and girls, whatever. I want to give you what you want to hear about. So the more feedback I get, the better the podcast will be. Okay, you guys want comedians? I'll find fucking comedians. You guys want an athlete or something? I'll find athletes. You want actresses, actors, singers, songwriters? I'll fucking find people for you guys. I just need some feedback. I need some questions. I want, you know, the more interactions we have, the better it's going to be. You know, Matt Booth, like I said, donated to the charity, talks to me all the time, sends me feedback, that kind of shit. I fucking love it. I can't get enough of that. So... the more you guys send me, the more you guys share the podcast, the better this is going to be. The more fun it's going to be. So share the podcast. Please, please, please share the podcast. If you listen and want to come on the podcast, fucking let me know. Let's make it work. I want to give you guys what you want to hear. We'll end this one with some new Taylor Bennett. Be yourself, okay? Everybody just be yourself. And until next time, guys, peace. That ain't wrong. Only right at the top, you gotta go.
When I say I'ma be the mayor, when I say I'm serious, why these smiles don't disappear? Cause I write that CTA 4.0 way, my GPA. My mama was so proud of me, Lisa Bennett, now Lisa Ray. She been scratching lottery tickets when we gon' see the place. And on top of that, got my first suspension like yesterday. They know I'm 07, now why these niggas gon' mess with me? If I got a problem, still call up CT, gon' rescue me. You say hit up J for that recipe, now it's rest in peace. Jano, you could rest in peace. Nemo, you could rest in peace. Maurice, you could rest in peace. Damn, that shit got the best in me. Used to leave McDonald's with empty bottles and good gelato. And it's out Chicago, we moving like the clutch off the throttle. Now it's less McDonald's, like models coming from Colorado. If I been in my story, my canvas is horror, couldn't follow. I used to stay up late nights, wanting what I couldn't borrow. Now it's hello world, hella yellow girls in my bed and twirl. So much more in my dictionary, could infer. I just had to write this track, like I didn't want my stomach hurt. Cause we all independent in this bitch and we could fucking merge.